This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
We'll begin in the Middle East, where Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant says we are at the start of a new phase in the war, though he didn't mention those exploding devices that went off over the past few days. The AP's Karen Shamas.
Lebanon has been rocked again by exploding devices as walkie-talkies blew up around the country, killing at least 20 people and wounding more than 450. The attacks, which were widely believed to be carried out by Israel targeting Hezbollah but have also killed civilians, came a day after pagers used by Hezbollah exploded, killing at least a dozen people, including children, and injuring thousands. Eye surgeon Dr. Elias Shadda said,
"The one who did it is a criminal. Is more than him, is a monster."
Speaking to Israeli troops, Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant made no mention of the exploding devices, but praised the work of Israel's army and security agencies. Experts have said booby traps are banned under international law. I'm Karen Shamas.
The House says no.
The House rejected a Republican-backed bill that would have prevented a partial government shutdown October 1st. It would have linked temporary spending to a mandate that states require proof of citizenship when people register to vote.
The AP's Donna Warder reporting. Authorities say they think they've found the body of a man suspected of shooting and wounding five people on a Kentucky interstate highway on September 7th. The body found following a search of rugged terrain in southeast Kentucky is believed to be that of Joseph Couch. The Teamsters say they are not endorsing either candidate in the presidential election, Donald Trump or Kamala Harris. Overseas now, a plane that was used for humanitarian work by the World Food Program was damaged during an Islamic attack in the capital of Mali. That's according to the South African aviation company that owns the plane. It says the crew and staff are safe. This is AP News. Now to Sean Diddy Combs.
A second judge has refused to grant bail to musician Sean Diddy Combs. A day after federal magistrate Robin F. Tarnowski ruled that Sean Diddy Combs was too dangerous to go free, U.S. District Judge Andrew L. Carter also denied bond for Combs. Carter says prosecutors gave convincing evidence that Combs could potentially tamper with witnesses. Combs pleaded not guilty on Tuesday to charges that include racketeering, sex trafficking, obstruction of justice, and drug offenses. Combs' attorney had offered to post $50 million bail for home detention at Combs' mansion in Miami. Combs has been held at the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn since his arraignment. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
The hidden figures of the space race have been recognized with Congress's highest honor at a medal ceremony. The Congressional Gold Medal was presented Wednesday to the families of several black women honored for their work in the early days of the space program. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.